Good morning. It's a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. And on this Wednesday, I see this headline, a word we don't often see in politics these days. Alan, senators launch bipartisan effort to shore up Obamacare.
Well, that's right. Here's what happened. When you had this polarization between the two parties in which the Democrats were fighting to keep Obamacare and the Republicans were inexplicably fighting against Obamacare but not finding anything to replace it with, the president bragging there would be bigger and better and a wonderful plan for the American people, and it turned out to be baloney. There was no good plan, and it certainly wasn't better for the American people. So everybody got burned, including the mass of Republicans who really had to front for the president and who got hurt as a result of this. Even the people like John Faso and Elise Stefanik, who voted for the president's bill, which didn't make a lot of sense, ended up on the wrong side of this thing because he then turned around and said it was a mean-spirited bill, and he pulled the rug right out from under them. Well, they've had enough of that. And so now the new game is going to be a bipartisanship, which, by the way, will play very well with the American people. Look, the Republicans have a couple of extra votes, that's all. And some of those Republicans will be up for election in 2018. The same thing goes when the whole House of Representatives, of course, every 2 years, has to run for office. And so now all of a sudden there is a new spirit of bipartisanship that is very appealing to many Americans. And it makes a great deal of sense because the American people want to see something get done. They're not interested in seeing these severe lines. The president has said, okay, we're going to let this thing implode, and then he goes out and tries to make it implode. And then there's the question as to whether or not some of the subsidies which have been given to insurance companies to subsidize the cost for the poor should continue. Now, the insurance companies, of course, have tremendous allies in Congress, many of them Republicans. So I'm not real happy about that because I've always felt that the one thing we should have is universal health care, Medicare for all, and too bad for the insurance companies, but it doesn't much matter. Right now, in order to keep Obamacare alive, they have to continue with the subsidies. Trump is threatening those subsidies. And now you have important Republicans in the Senate standing up to say nothing doing. This now extends, David, to tax reform, which is the next thing up. The basis of the Republican plan is that the American economy is going to grow 4% and that will pay for the tax relief that Americans are going to be getting, which is so attractive to people. But 4% is ridiculous. 1.5%, 2%, 3% would be remarkable. 4% is probably out of the question. So it's pipe dreams. And it looks like there is a new spirit of bipartisanship that is developing. We'll have to see what happens.
From the Associated Press, Alan, President Donald Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner told a group of congressional interns that the Trump campaign could not have colluded with Russia because the team was too dysfunctional and disorganized to coordinate with a foreign government.
It's interesting that he said that because it's ridiculous that a Trump campaign, which obviously agreed to meet with this Russian group in the hope of getting dirt on Hillary Clinton, that's what happened. It was lying about it. Now it turns out that the president disassembled at very least and probably lied. They're now trying to split hairs by saying, well, the president wrote the statement, which he denied having written for Trump Jr., but it now is clear that he did. And now they're saying, well, he offered some ideas. Okay, what's the difference between offering some ideas and absolutely dictating it word for word? It turns out they got caught in a real bad lie, and this has undermined their allies in the Senate and in the Congress.
Time for Steve Bannon to start worrying. That's the question on the headline of the editorial of the New York Times today, Alan. Trump doesn't like being seen as an empty vessel for Bannon's agenda.
Well, what Trump does or doesn't do is beyond anybody. For example, we know that he was basically funding Democrats and siding with Democrats and the Clintons and everybody else. And now he turns out to be a right-wing extremist based on the Bannon agenda. So now you have Kelly moving in as chief of staff. It is clear he's going to have tremendous powers here. We see Scaramucci's dismissal. We see this guy, a Marine, is looking for discipline. And the last thing a disciplinary and wants is Bannon just saying anything that upsets the system is okay with him. So the Times may be right. On the other hand, the way that Trump got to be the president was by following the Bannon prescriptions. And he's going to be loath to give that up. As we see, he keeps trying to rerun his presidential election in the press.